Good morning. It's Wednesday. Graham here. I've been reading in Numbers as part of my daily readings and came across Numbers 13 and 14, where Moses sent out the 12 spies to go and have a look at the land of Canaan and to report back. They were told to see what the land is like, find out whether the people living there are strong or weak, few or many. What kind they live in? Is it good or bad? Do their towns have walls, or are they unprotected? How is the soil? Is it fertile or poor? Are there many trees? Enter the land boldly and bring back samples of the crops you see. It happened to be the season for harvesting the first ripe grapes. So they went through the land, and it was certainly the time of the harvest of grapes, and they found this huge cluster of grapes. It was so large that it took two of them to carry it on a pole between them. And they also took samples of the pomegranates and figs. And after 40 days, they came back to everybody, and they reported to the whole community what they'd seen and shown them the fruit that they'd taken from the land. And this was their report to Moses. "We arrived in the land you sent us to see, and it is indeed a magnificent country, a land flowing with milk and honey. Here is some of its fruit as proof. But the people living there are powerful, and their cities and towns are fortified and very large. We also saw the descendants of the giant Anak who are living there. The Amalekites live in the Negev, Hittites, Jebusites, and Amorites live in the hill country, and the Canaanites live along the coast of the Mediterranean Sea and along the Jordan Valley." But Caleb tried to encourage the people as they stood before Moses. "Let's go at once to take the land," he said. "We can certainly conquer it." But the other men who had explored the land with him answered, "We can't go up against them. They are stronger than we are." And they spread discouraging reports about the land among the Israelites. Well, what happened then was that, of course, everybody became very scared, and they were weeping, and they cried all night because of their situation. And I just sort of found this amazing. I thought, well, what's the matter with them? Didn't they actually see that all the plagues and things that the Lord brought upon Egypt? And hadn't they seen him open up the Red Sea so that they can go through on dry ground? And then when the Egyptians came chasing after them, the waters came back again, and they were all destroyed. Have they forgotten what the Lord has done for them? Have they forgotten that the Lord is with them? And I was just amazed. And Caleb and Joshua, they said to the community of Israel, "The land we explored is a wonderful land, and if the Lord is pleased with us, he will bring us safely into that land and give it to us. It's a rich land flowing with milk and honey, and he will give it to us. Do not rebel against the Lord, and don't be afraid of the people of the land. They are only helpless prey to us. They have no protection, but the Lord is with us. Don't be afraid of them." But it didn't persuade the community. They had got it into their heads that they couldn't do it. And they were looking at themselves and at the report that came back, and they decided that they couldn't manage it. And they'd forgotten that the Lord was there, and that the Lord was there to help them. And I was just amazed. I thought, well, I wonder if I could ever be like that. I thought, well, perhaps if circumstances go against me and things don't seem to be working out for me, I can see how easy it is to look at the problems and feel unable by myself to sort things out, forgetting that the Lord is there to help me. And I think this is easily done, and it's a trick of the enemy. But Caleb and Joshua, they stood for the right mindset and remembered God's power and knew that he would make things okay. So may we have the right mindset too in our difficulties and situations, and trust God to take us through. I was reading, as part of my reading that day, it was also Psalm 50, and verse 15 reads, "Trust in me in your times of trouble, and I will rescue you and you will give me glory. So let's look to the Lord in all our circumstances and things that we don't understand and can't cope with, and he will rescue us and help us through, and we will give him glory. Enjoy your day. Bye.